With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Details are still unfolding at this hour, but the Associated Press is reporting that two people have been found dead inside the Los Angeles home of actor-director Rob Reiner. LAPD Chief of Detectives Alan Hamilton.
The Los Angeles Police Department is now conducting an investigation at this residence here on Chadbourne, and that investigation will continue over the coming days.
Bloodshed on a beach in Australia. Police in Sydney say at least 15 people have been shot and killed, some of them children, 42 others wounded. Authorities say there were at least two gunmen. One of them was shot and killed by officers. Police in Providence, Rhode Island say they have a person or did have a person of interest in custody. That person has now been released. Someone opened fire, killing two students and wounding nine others on campus. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem firmly defends the Trump administration's hardline policies on illegal immigration.
We're removing illegal aliens who came in under the Biden administration. By the end of this year, 2.5 million illegal aliens will have left our country. That includes over 600,000 that were detained and deported, but 1.9 million virtually have left voluntarily.
Noem was addressing the Homeland Security and Defense Forum's Border Security Symposium. In Los Angeles, a jury has awarded $40 million to a pair of women who claim Johnson & Johnson's talcum powder caused their ovarian cancers. Now, the company plans to appeal the verdict. This is part of an ongoing legal battle over the alleged link between talc in Johnson's baby powder and certain kinds of cancer. This is SRN News. Well, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes celebrating.
Ministry leaders say they have distributed nearly 245,000 Bibles this year, up 25,000 from 2024. The scriptures were handed out not just in the U.S., but in scores of foreign countries. FCA tells the Christian Post that, quote, by providing scripture in multiple languages, FCA aims to make the gospel accessible and culturally relevant worldwide. The ministry first began handing out Bibles to athletes who attended camps back in 1978. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supreme Court declining to hear an appeal on a Texas free speech case. That decision allows local officials to remove books deemed objectionable from public libraries. The case began in 2022 when a group of state residents sued over the removal of more than a dozen books. That included several that promote the LGBT lifestyle to kids. This is SRN News. A discovery of early church art in Turkey.
Archaeologists in Turkey have uncovered a significant fresco of Jesus as the Good Shepherd from Anatolia's early Christian era. The painting was found in August in an underground tomb near Iznik, a town known for the Nicene Creed's adoption in AD 325. The fresco shows a youthful Roman-looking Jesus carrying a goat. Researchers say it's a rare depiction of Jesus with Roman attributes. The Good Shepherd motif symbolized protection and salvation before the cross became Christianity's universal symbol. Keith Peters, Washington.
Rough season for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes tearing an ACL in his left knee Sunday. The Chiefs were eliminated from any postseason play after losing to L.A. Chargers. Mahomes won't be back until sometime in 2026. More details, srnnews.com.